51 attorneys general announced an agreement with telecom companies last night aimed at fighting illegal robocalls. Every state and Washington, D.C. participated in the agreement. In a state, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call said that the steps phone companies agreed to take will help dramatically reduce the number of robocalls people get here in Wisconsin. Sarah Krause covers the telecommunications industry for The Wall Street Journal. Sarah, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Sarah, tell us what this agreement does. What are these big phone companies agreeing to do when it comes to robocalls?
So large telecom companies, and this is on a voluntary basis, have agreed to provide free call blocking technology to their customers to better investigate and trace illegal calls back to their origins and to confirm the identity of their commercial customers. And the whole concept here is to try to keep bad traffic off of their networks in the first place. It's sort of an acknowledgement that sort of blocking at the receiving end isn't quite enough to really stem the tide of these calls.
It's tricky, though. You've reported on this in the past. A lot of the calls that we get as consumers aren't coming from the big names, the AT&T or Verizon or whatever. They're coming from these other companies, and it's kind of hard to stop the calls from originating.
Correct. We've written about how a relatively small group of smaller carriers are bringing traffic either from international call centers onto the U.S. network or turning a blind eye or carrying along suspect traffic and not necessarily participating in industry efforts to trace back calls to their origins. And I will say there have been efforts to really do that more carefully and start to see all the links in the chain of a phone call, because often a call touches many different carriers along the way. And part of this new agreement is agreeing to participate and work with state law enforcement officials investigating the origins of calls.
This is aimed at stopping illegal robocalls. What makes a robocall illegal? What makes one legal?
So this is what's tricky about the whole problem is there are legal and there are illegal robocalls. Legal calls are like school notifications, snow day type things, or pharmaceutical prescription pickups. Illegal robocalls are, can use a pre-recorded message and call you without your consent. They can be made too late at night. They can be for telemarketing purposes when you're not an existing customer. There's all sorts of rules that put a call in the category of illegal, including, the kind that we're all familiar with, scams and fraudulent calls that are trying to take your money or steal personal information.
This agreement among attorneys general and the big telecommunications companies, this doesn't add anything to that list of illegal, right? This is more about how do we enforce the laws we already have.
Yeah, this is really trying to turn the screws on the laws and rules that are already in place. The FCC has given carriers more latitude than they've had in the past to block suspect calls and has been more explicit about that. The carriers are also the biggest ones this year are starting to implement a protocol called Shaken and Stir, which will verify that the person calling has the right to use the number they're calling from. That's aimed at cracking down on spoofing, where they trick you and try to make you think that they're calling from a place close to you to get you to answer the phone. But yes, this new agreement is really about, trying to better trace illegal calls back to their origins and help state officials, do investigations and come down on companies that they're not just the scammers making the calls. There's companies that are complicit in this sort of call chain.
Yeah. And you mentioned the origins of these calls. Are they coming from inside the country even? Are we getting international calls calling into these things to where it would be really hard to enforce that?
It's both, and it's really hard to know. So there is definitely an international element to this, but there's also a domestic element where it's, folks using, especially with very cheap internet-based calling services, it's very easy to start a small company and begin sort of using online resources to robo-dial. And so it's trying to get to the root of the problem better than what has been done in the past, where it's sort of whack-a-mole on the receiving end of the call.
Talking to Sarah Krause from The Wall Street Journal about a new agreement among attorneys general around the country and some of the big phone companies trying to crack down on robocalls. Sarah, I know some people might feel like we're getting more robocalls these days. What does the data tell us? Are they going up?
The data tells us it is indeed on the rise, and it is unclear how effective this agreement will be. It is a voluntary agreement. It doesn't have a deadline. It hasn't yet been signed by smaller companies. So there's room for skepticism, but this is also, I think the fact that all of the state's attorneys general were on board and all of the biggest carriers, AT&T's, Verizon, T-Mobile, Sprint, CenturyLink, the fact that you have these really big household names is an acknowledgement that this is a problem that consumers are fed up with and that they need to all sort of row in the same direction.
So there's a multi-step chain, it sounds like. There might be the company that's running the scam or whatever they're doing, the advertisement, and they go through one of these smaller calling companies, and that might come through my phone provider and finally get to me. Is that part of what makes it hard to stop these things?
That is one of the hardest parts in this challenge is it's very easy to buy a large block of numbers and use them in an online dialing system to make a large number of calls at the same time. And the challenge is a lot of the infrastructure that's made for legitimate calls can also be abused for illegitimate purposes. And so, one of the things that the carriers are trying to get better about is to really look and analyze their network traffic to see what looks suspicious, and now increasingly with this agreement, confirm the identity of their commercial customers, sort of a know your customer type step that's meant to sort of eliminate bad actors who are sort of turning a blind eye.
As you mentioned, this is a voluntary agreement, even for these big phone companies. Are there any teeth in this deal if they are found to not be doing the things they say they're going to do?
At this point, no, there are not teeth to this one. I will say the call verification effort that I talked about earlier, that the FCC has encouraged carriers to implement. The FCC chairman, Ajit Pai, has said if carriers don't implement it on their own, he will pass rules that force them to do so. So I think we're approaching a moment where things are likely going to have more teeth. But right now, the approach still is in the category of voluntary. And, there's goodwill to be built with customers. And by the way, state attorneys generals expect you to behave in a certain way. So get on board.
Has there been enforcement against either the companies that create these mass calling efforts for scams or whatever, or against those smaller companies who handle their calling for them?
There have been some enforcement cases brought. I will say that brings up another challenge in the robocall question. It seems like the challenges are never ending. There are some sort of jurisdictional issues between the FTC and the FCC and what each agency considers in their remit to regulate. And some of the links in the chain that I described fall in one agency's camp and the other falls in the other. And therefore, it makes it difficult to really crack down on each part.
Does this deal, can the people listening say, okay, once this deal kicks in, I'm going to get fewer robocalls? Are we really going to feel this?
Hard to say. It's possible. I will say that, having carriers agree to offer call blocking for free is likely beneficial to consumers who maybe had to pay, $5 or more per month for call blocking services in the past. Some of the carriers have said that you can now sort of create a whitelist and block anyone who's not on that. That sort of has its own challenges. And another carrier this week said that you can block all international calls if you think that that's a way to sort of weed out unwanted calls. So there's a lot of different moving pieces that hopefully the end result is sort of stemming the tide. But I think that's a time will tell.
Now, referring anecdotally to one source, that source being me, I remember a time, Sarah, when it seemed like my landline, when I still had that, was flooded with robocalls, and my cell phone, they never found me. That seems to have changed now, and cell phones are easy targets. Is that, can you confirm that's not just a Rob Barrett trend?
That's not just a Rob Barrett trend. And that brings up an interesting point, which is that there's also robo text messages, which are increasingly popping up, in which the FTC and FCC are getting a growing number of complaints about. So it is, as I said before, a little bit of a game of whack-a-mole where, they sort of scammers pursue one avenue until people stop responding or they automatically forward their landline to their answering machine. And that sort of becomes a cold sort of channel. And so then they move to your cell phone and that still is a place where they can have success. And now they're switching to text messages. So it really is an ongoing and sort of evolving problem.
As we wrap up, Sarah, you sometimes hear, or I've sometimes heard from people who say, I'm getting a ton of robocalls or in some cases robotexts. Is it worth it for them to report this? And if so, who do they report it to?
It is. It's worth it to report it to the FTC and the FCC. And I will say that sometimes that seems like shouting at an ocean. But the value in that is that they will observe trends and consumer complaints as they decide which cases to pursue and investigate. And so by reporting, you're sort of giving them breadcrumbs or string, for lack of a better analogy, to sort of pull on to try to form the foundation of a case and look for patterns and maybe spot repeat offenders when it comes to either the carriers or the market telemarketing companies or the dialers.
Sarah, thanks for answering our call. We'll try not to abuse the privilege.
Thanks for having me.
That's Sarah Krauss, reporter who covers telecommunications for the Wall Street Journal. She was with us today to talk about an agreement between state attorneys general and major telephone companies to fight illegal robocalls.